This spot, where 3 to 5 million people visit every year, was once disguised as a plowed field.
With the Utah War, the federal troops who arrived here to quell a, quote, rebellion that had been reported, the church decided they needed to cover up the areas just so that nobody would disturb it.
After the soldiers left, they uncovered it and found problems and had to start over. That was already several years into the process.
They had 3 church presidents. Who were working on this building that took 40 years.
BYU Emeritus Church History and Doctrine Professor Richard Neitzel Holzapfel stands in the South Visitor Center on Temple Square, looking at the Salt Lake Temple through the window.
This temple was built by real people who lived, who loved God, who tried to do the best they can.
Richard O. Cowan is also a retired BYU church history professor.
I think the design of the Salt Lake Temple is a symbol widely known and identified with the church.
A design that Brigham Young had in a vision within a couple days of arriving in the valley.
Now, there are other temples that have symbolic elements, but nothing to the extent of the Salt Lake Temple.
There are 50 buttresses around the building, and at the base of each is an earth stone. Halfway up are moonstones, going in phases around the building, coinciding with April 6th and Easter.
Witnesses directing our attention to the Savior.
Go further up and see sunstones and finally stars on the towers.
This temple was a North Star for them. How do we return to God? What kind of person should I be?
These details took a lot of time and care. Temple artist and illustrator Chad Hawkins says it's that way all over the world.
The thing that I think needs to be understood as a foundation is the term temple quality. Quote, temple quality.
And because it was a temple, because the Latter-day Saints had a feeling this was a special building, this was a gift to God, it had to be above average.
This temple was built through a sacrifice of the early saints.
A temple is not your average building.
This above-average structure was dedicated April 6, 1893, with an open house the day before, the first for the church, when President Wilford Woodruff invited visitors and non-members to come see. That tradition remains today. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.